This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Okay, this one's funny. And I'm curious how you would respond to this. This is about, we've talked about dating quite a bit here on the show.
We do talk about it a lot, yeah.
And mostly because RV Hale.
What the hell?
The midday lady. She's done a lot of work on herself, and she's ready for a partnership, and yet, and looks, and has come up just snake eyes every time.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Oof.
Right. Like, it's got to be, it is depressing for her. Although, we found out yesterday that someone on this show, his name's Alex, met and married a girl he met on Tinder.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah, I think V. Hale's going to, it's going to happen. It's going to happen soon.
She just has to stay at it.
Well, yeah. But she's also picky, and this is one of those things that you notice now that people, because you can shop on your phone for a new date, apparently anything X's out a person. You know.
There can be one little...
That guy's breathing.
Mm.
He's too wealthy.
I see a seatbelt in that photo.
Yeah.
He's too wealthy.
Going on a first date is always a bit nerve-wracking, especially in the age of online dating, where a first date can also be the first time you've ever met face-to-face. Mm. One woman was left gobsmacked after a recent first date with the man she met online and uncovered a bizarre dinner habit. She couldn't believe it.
Gobsmacked? I can't wait to hear what this bizarre dinner habit is.
The woman said she was left feeling a bit yuck. After we met, she said he was great-looking. I went on a first date with a guy I met online last night. We went out for dinner. When I got there, I definitely found him attractive. However, when it came to ordering drinks, he ordered a glass of milk.
Mm-hmm. So he likes milk.
I wouldn't have thought anything of it. I mean,
I definitely would have thought something of it, but I wouldn't be gobsmacked.
I go, all right, that is weird. I've never been to dinner with any grown-ups that said, I'll take a glass of milk, please. And I would think the reason...
I love milk.
I would think the reason you don't order milk is because you don't expect them to have... Like, you know, you're going to check the date on that? Like, how often
I am
100%
with you. That is a good reason for not ordering milk from a restaurant. How old is it? Do you have the fat level I want, too? You know, maybe
I want the full vitamin D, right?
Well, I like whole milk.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just, it has 4% fat and not 2% and not skim.
1%.
I want full fat milk.
Many people who commented on her post said, how childlike.
All right.
That's a drink that kids drink. That would put me off too. Is it wrong?
It's.
I think this speaks to this whole, well, I really don't want a partner. I don't want a partner. I want a date, and I want to bitch about not having a partner, but I really don't want a partner because I want to cut everybody out for random weird reasons. He's got toenails.
I hate toenails.
Well, yeah.
Disqualified.
Everybody has those. What are you talking about?
The guy
drinks milk.
Was there something else?
No, she said the guy was good looking, but she was completely put off by him being in a restaurant and saying, I'll have a glass of milk.
I think that I might be more put off by it if I had just ordered a martini and now my baby date is having milk.
He might be sober.
Or he doesn't need to be bleep-faced in order to have a conversation with somebody.
Right.
And look, I would love to order all the drinks, but you know how that goes for me.
But are you ordering milk?
No.
Do you ever even drink? I've never even.
But I'll tell you what I do that people would. I bet she would be put off by it, and I probably wouldn't do it on a date. But I certainly, if I order a Coke because of what happened to me that one time, I would ask someone, can you take a sip of that and tell me if it's just Coke?
Mm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You do that on the regular.
Christina.
You
always
ordered raspberry lemonade. Raspberry lemonade. Didn't say anything about anything being in it.
I ordered a raspberry lemonade. The first sip hit my tongue, and it was hard alcohol.
Vodka.
You were just gobsmacked.
Yeah, well, what would you think?
I was worried after that.
I just don't do my whole life?
You had just come back, and someone puts alcohol in front of you.
No, they didn't, but what they put in front of me was my raspberry lemonade. Unbeknownst to me, I'm sitting here going, you know, sip. That's hard alcohol.
Right. Well, to your credit, you pushed it away. You didn't go, no one's going to know I'm drinking this. We all thought you ordered lemonade.
That's not how it works for me.
Right.
I wouldn't be able to just go, it's cool, I'm only having one. That's not how it works.
I get it. I'm just saying none of us would have suspected. And the little addict in you.
Yeah, well.
You were stronger than the little voice that was like, they don't know.
I want no part of that ever again. Anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah. So is the milk guy out or not? We should ask V. Hale, too. Is that guy out?
You know
what?
Can you save that for V. Hale? Send me the link to the story and I'll save it for you. It's very... it's weird, but there has to be more to her not being into him than that, because
is that there isn't probably more to it. We have gotten to the point where these people who say they want a date don't want a partner. They want someone who's perfect for them, and they're not getting that there isn't such a thing.
Guy drinks milk.
Yeah, like, God forbid the guy likes milk.
Bryn, do you ever... Bryn said that he still drinks like a glass
of milk.
No,
I drink milk now because of my daughter. So she always has milk, and I'm like, oh, I'll have a glass too. It's already there. I'm home.
You would never order it.
No.
I wouldn't order it.
Badass. Bryn would be like, give me a whiskey.
That is true, man. He comes over my house 10 in the morning. He's like, hey, we're having beers? What? And I'm like, you can.
My operating hours are done with. I'm finished. You know.
I know.
By 11:30.
Listen, I'm not even. I just feel like it's early. That's all.
Okay.
That's just me.
Yeah.
You know what? And I give him credit too, because on that as well. Because for me, because of my past experiences, I'd be like, I can't even be driving with something on my breath. Like, I don't want to play games with getting pulled over and someone going, already on the beer, huh?
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.